Federal government is flexing some muscle this morning against more than two dozen bus companies, shutting them down and declaring their operations imminent hazards to public safety. It comes after a year in which 34 people died in bus crashes. Joining us live now is U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Secretary, always good to have you with us.
Thank you, guys.
This morning, you're really going at them. And tell us, what are these bus companies doing that you felt they had to be shut down?
Well, they're operating buses that are not mechanically in good shape, and they're operating buses with drivers that are not properly licensed. They don't meet the very strict high standards that we have at the Department of Transportation. In some instances, they're fly-by-night bus organizations that really prey on people who don't have automobiles, can't afford to get around the East Coast, and so they offer service on very, very poorly equipped buses, and in some instances drivers who are not trained properly or not rested properly. And we have been put together a SWAT team a year ago. They've done investigations, and this is the result of 26 bus operators have been shut down. And to be honest with you, Mike and Bruce, this is the beginning. This is just the beginning. Investigations continue, and we may do more shutdowns in the future. But we want people to know when they get on a bus that it's safe and that the driver that's driving that bus is well-trained, well-rested, and properly licensed. And that has not been the case along the I-95 corridor.
Now, when you look at this list of the 26 companies you ordered shut down, a lot of them, as you mentioned, are smaller fly-by-night companies. There are some larger, more established bus companies that are very popular between D.C. and New York, D.C. and Boston, and they're still running, I guess. They're doing a better job?
Well, the companies that are operating today are operating legally. They're operating with properly licensed drivers. They're operating with bus equipment that has mechanically been checked out by our inspectors. We have inspectors that do these inspections. We've done spot inspections along the corridor. But this team of people that has worked with local, state, and federal law enforcement for the last year and did an in-depth investigation really shut down the bus companies, the bus operators, that are the worst offenders. And I just want people to know that, you know, people don't think about safety. That's our job. We think about safety every day. That's what we do. And when somebody gets on a plane, train, automobile, motor coach, or in their car, we want to make sure that it's safe.
You know, I found it fascinating that the motor coach industry, these commercial buses, move about the same number of people on an annual basis as our domestic airlines do. There are a lot of them out there, and I'm compelled to ask you this. The Associated Press account of what you were doing this morning indicated that among the shutdowns were 13 bus companies that had lost permission to operate but were continuing to operate anyway.
Yeah, you know what they do? They just slap another name on the bus. We would go in and we'd shut them down, and then as we walked out the door, they'd walk out the door and slap another name on the bus or put another name on it. It wouldn't be properly licensed. The buses wouldn't be properly inspected. And it's a bait and switch kind of an operation. Well, that's not going to continue. We're not going to allow that kind of bait and switch where, you know, we thought they were shut down, and as soon as we walk out the door, our inspectors do. They just put another name on the bus and go about their business, and we're just not going to allow that to happen.
Can they go to jail for doing that?
Well, there are very tough penalties, and we'll let the courts render decisions. What we do know is that they lose their license, they lose their ability to do business, they are out of business, and the penalties will be rendered by the courts as we work our way through this.
Well, so many people use these buses, and just because of the cost factor alone, and with so many problems in the past, it was an industry begging for a little oversight. I'm sure every bus passenger appreciates what you're doing, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, guys. And can I just give a little shout-out to all of your listeners? I hope their cell phones and BlackBerries are in their glove compartments as they're listening to this very, very, very important.
Do you do this to your family at the dinner table?
I'm sort of the distracted driving police, too, as part of my job.
Good thing. That's a good safety thing to be doing as well.
Great.
Transportation
Thanks, guys.
Secretary Ray LaHood, always
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Thanks, sir.